From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Millions of Americans would lose medical insurance under a Republican plan to dismantle Obamacare. That's according to the nonpartisan U.S. Congressional Budget Office in a report that dealt a potential setback to President Donald Trump's first major legislative initiative. The eagerly awaited CBO report forecasts that 14 million more people would be uninsured in 2018, 24 million more in 2026 if the plan being considered in the House of Representatives were adopted. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to quiz German Chancellor Angela Merkel about her experience dealing with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the chancellor visits the White House later this week. The meeting originally scheduled for Tuesday will instead be held Friday due to the snowstorm hitting the region tonight. A senior administration official said Friday Trump would be very interested to get to know Merkel's insights as he prepares to engage the Kremlin leader. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says she has no evidence to support President Trump's claims that former President Barack Obama ordered the phones tapped at the Trump Tower Hotel in New York. In an interview broadcast on ABC early Monday, Conway spoke with George Stephanopoulos.
I have no evidence, but that's why there's an investigation in Congress. That's particularly what investigations are for.
Neither the White House nor senior intelligence officials have offered any information that would indicate any wiretapping took place. Officials inside the city told VOA that advancing Iraqi forces in western Mosul have captured a textile factory that Islamic State used to use as a jail to hold women. The speaker said that nearly 300 women were held there. This is VOA News. Iraqi authorities said their troops have retaken nearly one-third of western Mosul in an offensive that began less than a month ago. U.S. Special Envoy to the Global Coalition to Counter the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, says insurgent fighters are trapped and those left in Mosul will die.
ISIS has now lost over 60% of the territory it once held here in Iraq and is losing more every day. In total, in Iraq and Syria, coalition-enabled operations, that means our coalition supporting local partners, including Iraqi security forces, have cleared 50,000 square kilometers of territory from ISIS.
One Iraqi commander said IS militants have lost fighting power and they have begun losing command and control. Democratic Republic of Congo leaders say two UN officials, one American and one Swedish, have been kidnapped along with four Congolese in Kasai Central Province. Government officials identify the U.N. officials as Michael Sharp of the United States and Zahida Catalan of Sweden. They said the kidnappers have not yet been identified. Turkey stepping up its rhetoric of threats against the Netherlands. The escalating dispute comes as Turkey prepares for a controversial referendum to grant sweeping presidential powers. The latest verbal salvo reportedly was for the crackdown by Dutch police on ethnic Turks, demonstrated Saturday in Rotterdam. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly called the Dutch government Nazis for preventing two of his ministers from speaking at a rally for ethnic Turks in support of an April referendum to extend presidential powers. But Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte is not backing down.
We have come to the decision that we don't want them to campaign here. We will not ban Turkish ministers to travel here. But when they do, there is a risk that on grounds of public safety and public order, it will be difficult to find spots to hold their meetings. And therefore, the foreign minister decided to go to a Turkish residence. But then again, he went on television stating that he was considering sanctions against the Netherlands. And we will never, never, ever negotiate under threat.
Police officials say a car bomb exploded on a busy street in Somalia's capital Monday, killing at least six people. Authorities say the explosion took place near a hotel there. Reuters news agency says a hotel has not been affected by the blast. A group of independent experts is calling for the government of North Korea to be brought before the International Criminal Court for gross violations of human rights, including crimes against humanity. The experts who submitted their report to the UN Human Rights Council Monday said the government has done nothing to end the widespread and systematic violations committed against its population since a UN Commission of Inquiry issued a damning report. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.